Well, at the end of the podcast, when we do the closing jingle, don't stop the podcast. Let it keep going because we got another 10 or so, maybe 12, 15, I don't know how long it is, minutes of awesomeness. Jordan Davis has a brand new song that's been kicking butt. He's got new Shark Tales to tell you about. That's right, I said Shark Tales. You'll get it. You'll understand whenever you stick around for the interview after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
It's the podcast.
Okay.
I love that guy. That's our newest gold. This guy called in and he's like laughing, and then at the end he's got this great wheeze, and then the okay.
Okay.
You guys, we have added a new thing to the podcast today, the video podcast. That is, we've added a Christmas tree cam. So you can see our Christmas tree in the studio.
Here on May 28th, by the way.
I love that.
Just
love
a heads up. Yeah. It is May 28th. We're almost 6 months to Christmas. So are we still late or are we early? Where are we at right now in the timeline? Up until June 25th, is it still late? And then June 26th, it becomes early for this Christmas?
That's a good question. I don't know. But
I'm not putting any judgments on it.
Yeah, me either.
I'm just going to say it's there.
Yeah.
So if you're watching on YouTube and watching the video version of the podcast, you get to see this throughout the podcast today. It's a very special thing.
Yes, it is.
I love it.
Just so pretty. It just sits there and it just does its thing. You know,
it just sparkles.
And it twinkles.
Yeah, it's got different lights on it, and some of them have different purposes, and some of them never change. They're just steady. It's just like life, you know, ups and downs, flickers and studies and
stuff. The tree, it's funny because it came pre-lit years ago. This is like a pop-up Christmas tree. Like literally it folds into a suitcase sized tree, and then you just hang it from stuff. We have it hanging from the ceiling, and it is fantastic. It looks like a full-size Christmas tree, but the lights have been redone on this thing probably 15 times. There's a bunch of dead strings on there and other stuff too, but hey, you know, that's
just look
I
at
love it.
It's like
fun.
Life. You add to the layers. Those are the things that make us who we are.
Yes. Yes.
Life lesson, guys.
Okay.
Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring the podcast today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I'm going to ask you to take your camera and just kind of dip it down a little bit.
Mine?
Yeah.
You want to get low?
Yeah, you're just not quite
Big
tall enough.
To get low. Well,
there you are.
How's that? Am I okay?
Looks good. Are you wearing a Selena shirt?
I am.
Today? Good.
Yep, he is.
Yeah.
I love Selena.
I'm sure.
Bitty, bitty, bum,
what's your
bum?
Favorite three songs from her?
I like I Can Fall in Love, Bitty, Bitty, Bum, Bum. And she did a great, and I know it's not a traditional Selena song, but she did a great live performance of some disco stuff, which just totally showed off her voice.
Right,
so
well,
I'm just saying.
You named two more than I thought you would. Good job. I thought I was going to call you out on it.
Well, no, I like Selena.
You wear shirts all the time that you have nothing, you don't even know what they're about.
No, I don't, actually. You're the one who wears
yeah,
the
what are you
false
wearing
fandom.
Today?
Big D wears false fandom all the time.
Yeah, let's see. Today I'm wearing it's either Ice Cube or Ice Tea.
Let me see.
It's not Ice Tea.
It's Ice Cube.
It's Ice Cube. I'm wearing Ice Cube. And my favorite song from Ice Cube would have to be...
No Googling allowed.
Hands up.
Okay.
Is probably, Man, It Was a Good Day.
Okay, keep going.
Is that Ice Cube?
Yeah, it was. It was.
I literally have no idea.
It was called,
so
It Was a Good Day, not Man, It Was a Good Day. But keep going.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, he said his favorite, so
I see. I see how we're going to play.
Favorites. Name me three Ice Cube songs.
All right. It Was a Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
You got that one, the one against the cops, I think. It's like an anti-cop song or something, or
That's just a blanket throw out a song idea.
911 is a joke. Is that it?
That was Public Enemy.
Nope.
And of course. Yeah. By the way, they did not like Ice Cube. They were in a, they had beef, man.
All right. And of course, the classic Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yes. That was it. Wow, you did three more than I thought you would.
Yeah. Well, unlike you, I just wear shirts if I find one that fits, I buy it. And so
sadly this one doesn't fit. It's really a little short, so if I lift my arms up, you'll see base of the belly.
Yeah, I can get off of that.
It's not good, man. Like, seriously, they need to put more, like, big and tall stuff should just say extra material. That's all they should tell you. We've added a little extra material. Like, you know those plumber crack shirts they always advertise on TV?
Yeah, from Duluth.
Yeah, that's basically all I need. If every shirt was 3 inches longer, it'd be great.
I turned Bubba on to long shirts because I have to wear tall. I have to wear big and tall. I actually fill out, click both boxes because height. Well, he's never had to wear tall because he's not very tall. Because he's not tall. He's like 5'9". How tall are you? 5'8"? 7?
Keep going.
7'9"?
No, 5'9".
5'9". And his shirts have been fine. Well, when you add, we are three-dimensional creatures. So he's been fine until he added an extra dimension on the front of his body.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, of course, pulls up the fabric from below. So now you get was it crescent or waning a moon?
It was more of a waxing moon.
Waxing.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, so he, being the astronomy fan that he is, I said, hey,
I wear the shirts.
I said, hey, man, why don't you just get longer shirts? He's like, they do. They're called long. They're called tall.
Tall.
They have a little T on it. And he's like,
so double XL T is my new size.
There's your go-to, man.
Yep. And it is it's a game changer. I don't say many things are game changers. Like, people say, they use that word too open, that little phrase. Oh, this is a game changer.
Oh, that and amazing.
Yeah.
Everything's amazing.
I'm getting really sick of awesome.
I love awesome. And I've been saying awesome since I was a child.
But it's so over. Like, I'm in a text thread with a bunch of my guy friends, and that's the only adjective they know.
Yes, awesome.
Because it's an awesome word.
No,
it's terrible. I find that I use words that are replacement words only because I can't spell the other word I really wanted to use. Like, I was texting, I wanted to say gorgeous, and I was like, G-O-R-G-O-U-E.
You forgot the E.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
You're like, who is it? Porky Pig used to be, or one of those, Elmer Fudd or somebody. They used to always start to say the word, and then they would stammer and then change it to something else.
Yeah. Bubba, you have any music that can, a stager so that we can go to the Christmas cam? I hate to just go to it. I feel like there should be some kind of,
yeah,
a little.
Give me a second. I will
some production
up with something.
Element.
Yeah.
You could do a little work over there. And in the meantime, I am. I'm guessing you've already found it.
Yeah, got it. We're good.
All right. So everyone, if you're watching the video podcast, but perhaps we should go to the Christmas cam. Yeah, there she is. Look at that. Just she is pretty. She's
what happened?
She's gorgeous and incredible.
And incredible, and she's stupendous.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That guy sounds more Halloween.
I remember there's so many bits over the years that we can't do anymore because we all kind of wussed out as a people.
The world changed, and now your feet are held to the proverbial fire.
We used to do it a bit, Carson. We would say, all right, let's see who has the best smoker's laugh. And so people would call in, and they would talk, and they'd start to laugh, and we would judge them on their laugh, their smoker's laugh. Couldn't do that anymore. What are you doing to the let's go to Christmas cam?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't have the Christmas cam.
Was that a burp?
Yeah, it's everything. It's all things Christmas. So we're all in one little fell swoop there. No, I just changed it because before it looked like Ig, D, and Bubba on the sign in the background. So I just moved it to where it's a little more prominent and easier to read.
Look at that. Good job.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
We used to have Merry Christmas to you. We used to have a a station in Spokane, and they used to do this thing called the Kixmish tree. And you, they, people would call in every day at 7:20 because people are in radio and we can't do any other thing outside of the 7:20 time. People always ask, why do you guys do stuff at 7:20? I don't know.
Because
I have no idea why.
Some guy in the 1970s said, well, we have the most listeners we're ever going to get all morning long at 7:20 a.m. And they said, oh, really? How? How do you know this? And he said, because science. You know, people like to say the science. Research shows. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they had us doing this thing at 7:20 every day, and it would...
oh, my gosh, do you have it?
Yes.
I saw you looking. Okay. So, Carson.
You would call in
every day. Every day. At 7:20, you would call in. We would take caller...
Okay, it was caller nine.
Nine, I think, because it was an... I think it was a 90-something frequency.
But I think we were actually taking caller one because we were just trying
to get this stupidity over with.
Done.
So we're like, oh, hey, what's your name? Jonathan. All right, Jonathan, you ready?
And Shake the Kixmish tree. You get to get whatever falls out.
They shook the Kixmish tree.
Ho, ho, ho. All right, and it looks like you got a blah, 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 and a pork chop.
All right, got a Sawyer Brown CD, and...
There was always some kind of animal. Yeah, like, there was, you had the dog right there, the elephant a moment ago.
Yeah, and we don't know why.
Well, there was obviously an elephant in the manger right alongside baby Jesus. I mean, yeah, that's...
I don't know what that one was. That wasn't the right one. But yeah, there was always different things. And then they had a hubcap or something.
Something would fall out, remember that?
Yes.
It's like a...
it's like,
wow.
I don't know what was going on there.
I was like, oh, God, 7:20 again.
Don't want to do this. Oh. Don't want to do a Kixmas tree at 7:20. Okay, and then we had to act like we were shaking it. So watch, I will actually play the part... of the man shaking the... Okay, hold on. I'm going to step back here. And I would have to do the... You know, you step back. Okay.
Oh,
look at him shaking it away. Oh, sorry about that. Falls out here. Oh, you've got a Michael Bolton CD. Congratulations. It's Christmas with Michael Bolton and friends.
And the thing was, there were... it was an hour away off of, from us from being central. And so I would be...
Two. It was two.
Two. Oh, Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the network show would be over, and I would be doing something else down the hallway. Like, it's 9:20. It's 9:20 Central.
Then I would have to get on the all page and go, Big D, please return to the studio. It's time to shake the Kixmas tree. Beep.
I just want to just...
Are you okay?
So I have to come back down there and get on, see on... Instant Messenger, what are we giving away? Well, today we're giving away passes to the Gun and Knife Show. All right. That's awesome. Okay, Gun and
Knife.
Parking
not included.
Parking's not included. D, make sure you tell them parking is not included, okay? Okay, got it there. Got it, Big Dan.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Big Dan. Yeah, he passed away. He was a good dude, man. He was an old school radio guy. He was also he liked to do songwriting, if I recall. But he was a home teamer, man. He was a Pacific Northwester and just stayed there his entire life. But, yeah. Okay, I got it. No parking. And so I would mess with him because he was, like, so, like, kind of stiff, you know. Like, well, and I would go, all right, man, call him on the phone. Hey, man, I'm supposed to get the winner's name is this, this, and this. And they got the passes and the parking passes. Oh, no.
What? Parking passes are not included.
I told you that. I typed it. Did you not see that? Are you serious? Oh, I'll have to call her, big guy. I'll have to call her and tell her. I'm like, it's okay, man. I was just messing with you.
Just messing.
Oh, you. Okay. All right, but you didn't tell her. No, I didn't tell her. Okay, good. Yeah, good old radio.
Station I was at, WrestleMania was like 4 hours away. So we get this brilliant idea. Let's do a promotion. We'll send you to WrestleMania. Apparently, the owner was tight with a dollar. And so he decided, sure, we'll give you a trip to WrestleMania. And so he bought tickets, and I'm sure they were in the very last row. And then we gave them a gas card so they could drive themselves. And we're like, I mean, okay, but could you throw in a hotel? No, it's only 4 hours. They drove 4 hours, go to WrestleMania, and come back.
Oh, man.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah.
That's an eight-hour trip of...
Right, it's an eight-hour trip. Plus, WrestleMania is like, when it starts, it's a very long
By the time
event.
It's done...
You're telling this guy to get back in the car with his kid. And I think
it was like... gas money.
It was a $30 gas card. And I was like...
$30.
It wasn't even $50. And I feel like such a tool giving it away. Like, hey, it's... I don't know. You got tickets. Enjoy. Whatever. Go. We're not even giving you t-shirt money, but
I would like to apologize to Paul Orr. I think today's the day, Big D, that I come out and tell everyone my huge mistake and my biggest radio regret. Paul Orr called us into his office one day. He was an old program director of ours. He said, guys, I got the best idea. We're going to do some Garth giveaways. And we're going to call it the Tundra Rolls. And then we're going to tie it in with a truck giveaway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, this is so... I guess I was in my anti-radio over-radioing things. And I'm like, mode. And I was like, man, I don't want to do the Tundra Rolls. It's a play on Thunder Rolls. And it's Garth. And I was so against it. I talked Big D into being against it.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I don't want to do a Tundra Rolls thing. All these years later, this has been 15 plus years, all these years later, I'll see a Tundra and I think the Tundra Rolls. I'll hear Garth Brooks, the Thunder Rolls, and I'll hear the Tundra Rolls. I'm like, it's still to this day. And I want to apologize to that dude because
it was good. I'm looking at you.
I know.
Were you not a dad yet? Is that what? Because I feel like this would have been a Bubba joke.
I would, but I don't know. Maybe I was just, there was a lot of stuff that had soured on me at that point. And it was, you know, we all go through little rough patches. And I just was like, I don't want to do this. I do not want to do it. And I kick myself still to this day because it was brilliant.
It was
I'm sure
good.
Somebody has stolen that idea by now.
He was a great idea
guy. I like
guy.
It, though.
He is a great idea guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the worst is when I get copy and it says, hey, can you cut this, Steve, for me? I'm like, yeah, what is it? Okay, it's stuff for a contest. And it's, they're giving away like something that's like, give me something.
We did spreadable cheese one time.
Yeah,
did,
but I mean like fair tickets or something. Like,
okay.
They have rolls of these. Like, it's not a huge deal that you're getting fair tickets. And, okay, give them my fair tickets. And they'll be like, okay, listen up for the sounder and be the right caller, and you qualify.
Yeah. What?
For
qualify
fair
for
tickets.
Fair tickets?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I have to say that. I'm like, oh, ye got
there's
it.
Nothing
because
worse.
I know people are calling, and they don't listen. They just go, hey, did I won the tickets?
They heard call now, fair tickets.
Yeah, fair tickets.
Yeah.
And so
they
you call, and you go,
qualify.
Well, we'll let you know. Friday, we're going to announce, we'll draw the winners. And they're like, for fair tickets? Well, okay. Yeah. Or you can go buy them for $2.
Yeah. To those of you who are in radio who might be watching this podcast on YouTube or listening on your app, I'm just telling you right now, stop qualifying people for stuff. The only things that are worth qualifying is if you have a good prize as the qualifier. So in other words, if you win concert tickets and a chance to drive off in that Tundra.
I thought that's an amazing contest.
That would, and you know what?
Garth tickets and the chance at a car.
Yeah, that would be great.
So let's figure out, what are the prizes that would
meet that? Yeah, definitely. Well, no, you can't qualify for concert tickets. However, I do think there is a stipulation. You can get concert tickets and qualify for front row or meet and greet.
Upgrade,
I think that works.
Yeah.
Upgrades like that.
Okay, but as long as you're winning, as soon as you call in and
you have to win something substantial because people, I mean, we're now in 2021. It is May 28th, 2021. People don't call on their phones as often as they used to. They'll FaceTime, they will text, but to actually make a phone call, they just don't do it like they used to. And you need to have something worth their while.
I got so irritated. This is going back a few years, but we were giving away a man cave. on
that's
the air.
Nice.
So yeah, so you get they got a bunch of people in. There was like a beer sponsor, so you got your fridge stocked with whatever beer for a year. They got a pizza delivery where you got X amount of pizzas. Okay, fine. And then furniture and a widescreen TV. Great package, right?
Yeah.
Except we're qualifying 7 people a day for 6 weeks. So I have to be like, call now for the testosterone room. And I have to say it's
been. That is awesome.
Except you called in to qualify to then show up at some furniture warehouse where we give everybody a key and let's see if it turns the lock. And
what
again,
you
like you said,
if you qualify them, you got to give them at least we got a case of beer for you. You're now qualified.
A certificate for that pizza joint.
Or we got beer and pizza for you, a 6-pack and a pizza, and you're good to go. And now you're qualified. Now, on the final day, show up at so and so furniture. We're going to go ahead and give away the testosterone.
I did the math. It's 245 people showed up.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, the third key worked.
244 left angry.
Yeah, the other problem was, well, because afterwards somebody decided, let's test it, and another key worked that they didn't actually have. There were like 5 keys apparently, and they made copies of like, oh my gosh,
that is great.
It was such,
and they,
I mean,
did they do it in front of everyone?
Yeah,
everyone saw.
Oh, there were still a few stragglers who were like, you know, there to talk to us or whatever. Because I worked nights, and they were doing the giveaway on a Saturday morning at like 9. And so I was like, well, I'll roll up at 10. I figured that, oh no, like the winner was already gone. That was like, I showed up and I was late.
Wow.
Because it was gone, you know, and over that quick.
I like those. Those are called, reverse key draws,
like,
or
yeah,
something
reverse
like
raffles
that.
Raffles or
basically
something.
What you do is you have, let's say you qualify 100 people, you give everybody a key, and everybody stands in a big line, and they like they go and they just try their key in the car. Mm-hmm. And whichever one gets it, and you said the third person,
yeah,
which is crazy, and 1 out of every 5 would have been.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, so apparently we were.
But yeah, so I mean, that to me is fun. There's excitement with that. I do like the hands-on stuff too, and I know it's so played out and whatever. And really, radio and all that has kind of gotten away from it because they just don't give away stuff anymore. But like the hands-on thing where you have your hands on the car, and if you take them off or whatever, then you lose. I like those. I don't like the ones where they give them bathroom breaks.
Oh.
Because okay. I want people to, you know, just have to go.
Bubba.
What? I know. That's how the people die.
Okay. Or you wear a diaper.
Or you wear a diaper.
Honestly.
Be adult about this thing and wear a diaper.
If you want a new car, man, come prepped.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I think those things
are so gross.
What?
Dude, I mean, I'm not saying I would do it.
If it's good enough for Neil Armstrong, it's good enough for me.
Ding. Well, I remember we had all the dumb stuff that we've done over the years.
Big D buried himself in ice one time. Like
No.
You were in a coffin?
Yes, I was. I was in a coffin, and I wasn't buried underground. They did it at a car dealership, and it was. Sponsored
by Sprite or somebody, Faygo Orange
it's kind of one of those off-brand citrus drinks.
That's what I'm saying. It was like Faygo
Crush or something.
It might have been Crush. It might have been Orange Crush.
I can't remember. But yeah, so they just built up a bunch of cases, you know, like this,
they stack them up
feet
like
tall or whatever, and then I was in there, and then they covered. And I was in like a casket. And I had a little camera, and people could talk, and they had a hole that you could go down, look, and see me inside, and yeah, it's just stupid. Oh my gosh!
It's like you were on display, like the bearded lady.
Oh god! And then doing the submerged under milk for
that was the best.
I've never heard of this.
So the dairy board came to us, and they said, "Hey, we want to give you guys a." Oh, did we go to them, or did they come to us? I think they came to us and they were like, hey, we want to give you guys a Got Milk billboard, but we want to come up with some kind of big thing around it. So Dee and I were like, our frequency at the time was 101. So we said, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bury ourselves, or we're going to stay submerged under milk for 101 minutes, and we're going to broadcast live. So we got scuba systems with the little communications packs, and we ran them into a control board. So what we had is a dunk tank in front of a Walmart. And then we dumped a whole bunch of powdered milk in there. And the fire department came and filled up the dunk tank with all the milk. And then we get up there, you know, submerged. Okay, everybody, we're going in. Set your clocks. Woo, all right. Yeah. Now, the whole thing is if we completed this task, then we would get our Got Milk billboard with the mustaches and all that kind of stuff. Well, come to find out, there's doctors telling us, yeah, that's fine and everything. But the point is, once that milk starts to get warm, then it's going to spoil, and you're running this risk and that risk.
Botulism.
Yeah, oh,
how many boys ever heard of that little word, botulism?
So they're like, "Yeah, you guys can die," and we're like, "I don't care. We have a goddamn billboard."
Stupid.
And you know what? Dumb. I don't have a copy of that anywhere. I wish I still had that picture.
Oh my gosh! But, and here's the best part, though, Carson, is us. Getting ready and then walking out in wetsuits in
Look
front
at us.
Of all
Think
these
of us
people
in wetsuits.
It's like, oh, so embarrassing.
And once you got in the milk, the visibility was
zero. You could see, it was like being in a dark closet.
But you're sitting there, you're breathing, and you're like,
right.
Okay, are we about to go in the air? Okay, what song is next? Okay, guys, Butcher, just give me a countdown, and we'll go on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, we're under the milk right now in front of Walmart. Come on out.
It was the craziest thing. And it sounded just like that because it was all through.
Exactly like that.
It was all through the scuba gear and all. It was so cool.
Wow. Tons of people showed up for it.
Yeah, we packed out that Walmart that day.
Oh, I bet. That's pretty neat.
We
I saw a concert at a Walmart once.
Really?
Yeah, Def Leppard played at Walmart.
What?
Yeah, they did this tour when they were promoting their 2002 album X, and they played 5 Walmarts.
Just random Walmarts?
And yeah, and they were kind of along the East Coast, and I was in Connecticut at the time, and I don't know how it just became my entire family. We're like, you know what? We're going to drive to North Carolina. That's where my best friend, who's also obsessed with the band, we pick her up, and then we go sit in a parking lot all day waiting for Def Leppard to come on stage at a Walmart.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of fun.
No, but I mean, it's crazy that, like, Def Leppard, who was still huge at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They
played at Walmart.
It was just they were trying to, I guess, somebody came up with this idea for them to sell this new album. And then the bassist came out in his little Walmart vest, and his name tag said Sav. It was super cute.
Said what?
Sav, because that's his name, Rick Savage. Oh. So it was Sav. Sav was like, and on the back had the little yellow ball.
I wonder if he still. I wonder if he still has the vest.
My gosh, could you imagine that's what you're holding on to? Like that's your, that's in your like vault of posterity.
Speaking of, a while back on the show, you told us that you were tapped by.
Oh yeah,
by
the band.
Def Leppard to do these little things, these
to
promotional
talk with them
things.
About marketing stuff.
Have you worked with them anymore?
No, I got one more phone call running an idea by me, but they haven't launched it yet. So I know it's going to be a test to see what they're doing. So it's nothing I can talk about until I guess it goes live.
Okay,
and then.
But you're still in.
Yeah,
touch
as far
with them.
as far as I know, yeah. So they just haven't had any new products.
Like, think about that. Carson is such a super fan that the band, the actual band that she loves more than anything else, it would be like Garth Brooks. Yeah. Garth Brooks is her country guy. Def Leppard is her everything else guys.
Yep.
And it's like Garth calling up going, hey, I know you're such a huge super fan. Can you work for me?
I mean,
that's what. Kind of
I think I've tried to offer that to Garth numerous times. And even you don't even have to pay me, sir. Just if you'd like, send me things and I will tell you yay or nay. And I will be honest. But he hasn't taken me up on that.
Well, when you talk to him, tell him about the Tundra Rolls. It's a good one.
Oh, no. He'll totally turn that around.
It's such a good. That is.
I know.
I mean, I know you were anti it at the time, but man, that's good.
And I think what happened is, and Paul knows this, we had a falling out personally at the time. And I think, you know, we've since made good. He's a great, great dude. But yeah, we had a falling out, and I think I was just I was anti him at the time. And I was like, I don't even want to be a part of your mess. And, I apologize. I do, Paul. I think I'm going to have to call him today and just say, dude, I apologize to you publicly.
And are you going to go, I apologized
to you.
But do you remember the time we took a helicopter to Walmart for a concert?
It was
gosh, what?
Yeah, we did. It was me, you.
Who was the artist?
I want to say it wasn't Big and Rich, was it?
No, Dustin Lynch.
It was Dustin Lynch. It was Dustin Lynch. Yeah. It was like right when he was first coming out, and we took a thing. Basically, he was going to play at the Walmart for one of their promotional deals, like the Def Leppard deal. And we're like, well, dude, we're going to go in a Walmart. No, dude, I swear it was Big and Rich now that I'm thinking about it.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. As a one person. I was a single artist.
Oh, man. I remember that there was a problem, though. As we took this helicopter into Walmart, they cleared out an area for us to land.
Yeah.
However, they did not take into consideration FOD. FOD is debris on the tarmac, on the ground. It's like, you know, like little pebbles and things like that. Was the helicopter comes in whipping its tornado force winds. These little pebbles start pelting people and sandblasting cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, this really happened. So we're like,
when
we land, and people are like this.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
We did a thing in Salt Lake City one time where we flew with the National Guard. They had just gotten back from Iraq.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, man, we'll go and take you to the concert. We'll fly you in. And we're like, dude, I am not going to say no.
It was Jason?
Jason.
Hold on. I don't know. Jason Michael Carroll?
It
was Jason Michael Carroll.
I just Googled it. And, yeah, there's an article from 2009.
With us? Are we in it?
Yeah. It says, Jason will fly a helicopter along with Big D and Bubba from Nashville to Lebanon, Tennessee, Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, Jason Michael Carroll.
It was.
That's great.
But
I hope Jason goes, who did I go with?
Yeah, I'm sure he does, man.
Is that Whispering Bill Anderson?
We did a thing with the National Guard. So they had just gotten back from Iraq. This is like 2008-ish, 2010, somewhere up in there. And they were like, yeah, they offered to fly us in Blackhawks to go to this concert. And right outside the arena is a soccer field where they're playing like little league soccer games. And they're like, that's the best place for us to land. So we come in on the Blackhawk. The door's open. I mean, I'm pretending I'm the gunner. Big D's pretending he's the pilot. And we're like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Oh,
so we whip in and we start to hover right over the field. And like they stop the soccer game, the little league game. They stop it and pull everybody off the field. And we get to land right there. I mean, do you know how baller that is?
That is. That's pretty cool.
So as we're landing, some people refused to get up out of their little soccer chairs. You know, the little fold-out chairs that you get? So there's this lady in her chair, and she's holding her hat as we're landing 40 feet from her. And all of a sudden, she goes, shh, boop, and just flips backwards from the wind. She just rolled backwards.
Oops.
And her little feet are up in the air. Dude. And we're like, oh, my gosh, here we go again.
It's the best.
And then, like, the soccer goals, because the wash from the rotors is so strong, the soccer goals pop up out of the ground and start tumbling.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we destroyed their Little League field.
And we're getting out going, America, yeah!
We thought we were the stuff.
Oh, man. Kids are crying, asking questions. Oh,
Mommy, why can't I play my game?
Oh, so
here's
good.
A ribbon, kid. Go grow up to be a turd.
Man, good times. Just great, great memories. It's right up there with the, right up there with the, wait a second. My key works too. Oh, well, come here. Let me see if your key works. Yeah, my key starts the car, too.
One out of every seven will start this car.
Gosh.
Are you going to be the first the seven?
And then you had the ones who are like, well, I'm going to sue you.
Uh-huh.
You said it, and I'm going to get it. And they're like, hey, just, you know what? Why don't you be like everyone else? Take a T-shirt and just understand that, hey, this is all stupid. So just be cool, man.
I got in trouble at one of the radio stations I worked at. We were giving away Taylor Swift tickets. And as anybody who's ever tried to win tickets at a radio station for a really big show, you know that most of the time you're probably getting a busy signal. And that's because people start flooding the lines 10 minutes. Because for some reason, they were like, every day at 12:40, you're going to win Taylor Swift tickets. Which means
it's
at 12:30.
Quit telling people when to do it. You know what that is? It's people who are lazy and they track their show. In other words, they'll pre-record their show, and they'll walk out, and they'll go do stuff. And then at 12:40, they'll walk in, answer the phone, and put the winner on the air.
Yeah.
It's lazy radio people. Stop being lazy!
Well, and it's funny you say that, because I was filling in for somebody that week. So it makes sense that she was probably not paying it, and I'm just there, like, and I see this phone's lighting up, and it just irritates me because I'm thinking there's like some 8-year-old who wants these tickets, and you know their mom is trying so hard, and then I get, you know, somebody else in their line who's just going to put them on Craigslist, and so I start like jamming up the phone lines so you can't call in, and then I come up with this brilliant idea. And I'm like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not just giving away tickets. I'm going to play the clip from a rom-com. And you have to tell me what that movie is in order for you to win.
You what?
Oh, yeah. I pulled a clip from, like, just famous romantic comedies. Right? You know, and
I'll
just
have what she's having.
Right. Okay. And I think I actually even got on the air and said, like, this is a clip from When Harry Met Sally. You have to tell me when you call in. But, of course, they're not listening. All they know is calling at 1240. So I do this for a couple of hours. And then all of a sudden, like one of the big bosses, that's not how we promoted this. Just take a winner. You're going to get us in all legal trouble. Someone could sue us. And I was like, I mean, okay. And because I'm going, you're paying me like $8 an hour. Like, who are you going to sue?
Oh,
what are
so
you going to sue me for?
You were making two more than the program director.
Right. But I'm going, well, we get all these jerks who are trying to scoop. I don't care. But we have to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I mean, all right. So the last contest of the day, I didn't do that. I just took the regular one. And that's who ended up with the grand prize, which was like to go meet her and get all this kind of stuff.
Was it somebody who actually was a fan?
It turned out, I think it was a mom with her 8-year-old. And it worked out. But the problem was, I go, again, these were people who were going to sell the tickets. And I was, as an avid concert goer, I wanted things to be fair. I mean, you would have thought that I just exposed launch codes for the way they ran in and just were ready to handcuff me.
Well, man, listen, no one will take themselves more serious than radio.
Oh,
well, I will say this. I wish we would take ourselves more serious. I have said it for years. We've said it here on the podcast. We've said it in front of radio, you know, state boards, you name it. We got to get back to believe. I mean, radio's special, man. It really is. It is the coolest medium out there.
Yep.
We can paint pictures with words. We can throw sounds in and do different things. Things that TV can't do. You know, we can. We don't need CGI. We just need a little imagination.
Yeah.
And
are you about to shake the Kixmystery?
I'm about to shake the I mean, look.
Shake this Kixmystery and whatever falls out is going to be yours.
Someone,
ho, ho, ho.
Was it? Is that a,
okay, looks like,
sounds like domestic violence.
Stampy's in here for some reason.
You win Greatest Showman passes.
Congratulations. You've got
It's Me or whatever the song was. This Is Me or I don't know.
Here's your bruising. Jeez. Oh my gosh.
Let's take a look at the Christmas tree.
Oh, there she is, Bubba, in her glory as well as her splendor.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. Well, I hope everyone has a great Memorial Day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
I mean, yeah.
I guess we've covered
it.
Yeah. For those of you watching on the on YouTube channel and all that, if you're watching the video, you don't get to hear the Jordan Davis interview. But for those of you who are listening, you get to stick around after this little cute jingle and go ahead and listen to Jordan Davis because he's awesome. It's a fun interview. There's the tree. Look at that.
Look at her.
All right.
Okay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Okay.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry. What's going on, y'all?
Jordan Davis.
Good, man.
Dude, good to talk with y'all.
Same.
Yeah, you too, man. Congrats on the new EP. It's called Buy Dirt. You can go get it. It's available right now from Mr. Jordan Davis. You so what's new going on in your house?
Man, we're getting ready for baby number two.
This is when things get crazy. Just as a parent of more than one, you know, the first one you always go, oh, this is so, it's so hard, it's so challenging being a parent. One child is pretty easy. Two children is when it goes crazy because they're going in different directions, doing different things. They have completely different personalities, different mannerisms, different everything. So you're trying to play catch up all the time. But once you have two, the more you add, it doesn't really affect you much.
I've heard a few things, like for some buddies, they're like, oh man, believe it or not, two is actually easier. And I'm like, dude, how? I need you to write this down for me and say, like, explain to me how, because with my daughter now, like she was the best baby, slept great, super chill. And then like within the last like 2 months, she is a wrecking ball. Yeah. Anything that can break in the house, she's pulling it down.
Well, your buddy lied to you. Two is much harder than one, but three is no more difficult than two. Four, no more difficult than two. I mean, you're good from here on out. You can keep going.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that, but we'll at least give it a shot.
How many you want?
So I come from three. So like three is good for me. I've always heard like the never do like the odd number. So like maybe four, but like my wife, it scares me every time I ask her how many kids she wants.
Why? What's she thinking?
Like, she's like five plus.
Oh no.
Why not?
Yeah. No, don't do that.
I mean, that's a lot of kiddos, man.
Don't have any more. After this one, tie it up. Call it a day.
That's where you say you're going to have it. You're going to have a hunting trip. And then you come back and you're snipped and nobody knows. Babe, I'm trying. I don't know what's happening.
Hey, I'm trying. Do we need to go see what happens? Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, this didn't happen anymore because of this guy.
It just messes everything up because when you have four, it's perfect. The cars make sense. You can rent a car and you don't have to get something weird. When you get five, it's just off.
I have a buddy who has a 10-passenger van. They have a big family. And
you don't
want to
be that guy.
I don't know, dude. It's a 4x4. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't.
Got a Quigley like, package.
I've told myself when we moved from a van to a tour bus that I would never get back in one of those things again. I can only imagine having to get like a 16-passenger van for the Davis family Wednesday night dinner at Chick-fil-A.
Right.
You can't even make the turn around the backside of the restaurant.
Yeah. I didn't realize when Patrick sent information like, hey, Jordan, here's some, some stuff, blah, 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 blah. I didn't realize that you've got these back-to-back, back number one songs. I guess I don't know. I apologize, but Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, Singles You Up, Take It From Me, you got Almost Maybes. I mean, this is, man, that's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Now, it's been such a blessing to, kind of look back on it. I still feel like I moved to town yesterday and was praying that somebody would just put one of my songs on hold, and so to kind of look back and see the songs that we've had work, it's still just a crazy thing, because this still feels like a pipe dream to move to town and get a number one song, and you look at and we're knocking on the door of the fourth one, which is crazy, but I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah, and whenever you say put a song on hold, it means like somebody saying, hey, I want to record your song that you wrote. I think somebody might, somebody who's not in the industry would go, well why would he want it as on hold music? It's not the same.
Well, it's like a cut like that was like somebody, because I moved to town just to write songs. So the idea of having somebody at that time even record one of my songs was like, I was like, well, let's just go step number one, which is the artists hear the song and want to just not let anybody else hear it. And I'm going to think about it for a little while. Yeah. Like that was something that I was going out and celebrating, which is just so crazy to look back and see where we're at now. But, it's been a wild ride.
So who contacted Luke? Did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you?
I did. I actually sent him a text message.
And just said, hey, you want to sing a song with me?
I did. I sent him the song. I met Luke probably 3 or 4 years ago. Luke Bryan. Sorry. At a after party of the CMAs, and we kind of got to know each other there. But then we went and played around a golf together, and just kind of sat around and hung out and talked about everything but music. And so when we wrote By Dirt, I just kind of felt like it was Luke, and I sent him a message and told him to check it out. I was like, hey, man, no pressure. Like, listen to this song. I'd love to have you on it. But obviously I know you're super busy and, but just check it out and let me know what you think. And he had to have listened to the song right when I sent it to him and text back. Cause he was hitting me right back like, hey, man, I'm in. Let's do it.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
That's cool, man.
I mean, it's not like he could say no. I mean,
well, he could.
You put him in a bad position, Jordan. I mean, hey, man, you just cut it? No. I mean, he can't, like, what?
No, yeah, I gave him the out. No, I was like, hey, I know you're doing Idol. You're working on your own music. I know that. And I was like, dude, don't even feel the need to respond. I was like, just check it out. If it hits you and you want to do it, let me know. If not, take it easy. Tell everybody I said hello. Hope to see you soon. So I left it at that. So he could have just been like,
okay, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
yeah. You basically told him no. You said, hey, here's a song, but don't record it.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that he did is cool, man. I love that.
Yeah,
I love seeing collaborations come about, you know, kind of organically like that. Like, you know, you guys play golf, and then hey, look, here's a song we should do together.
Yeah. And too, like for me, like, you know, in the studio that day, watching Luke Bryan sing on one of my songs, you know, when I've, you know, 10 years ago before I moved to town, he was who we were sitting around a fire hanging out, having some cold beer, listening to his music. And now here we are 10, 11 years later, like singing on one of my songs. It's pretty crazy.
Golfing buddies.
I just think the world of him, and I really appreciate him doing it with me.
That's pretty cool. Pretty great. Well, man, we wish you all the best. And again, get the new EP. It's called Buy Dirt.
Wait. Don't hang up yet, because I have one more thing to ask you, and it has something to do with sharks. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on with the shark tagging? Great White Sharks and Jordan Davis. What?
Yeah, man. I guess you could say I'm a master shark fisherman, if you will. No, I've been working with an organization called OSearch, which is doing some amazing things on research with great white sharks, and really how important they are to keeping our oceans healthy. But the awesome thing out of that is I've been able to go on 4 expeditions with them, the last one being in Nova Scotia, where we tagged a 16-foot, 35-plus-100-pound white shark.
Now, do you get to get in the water for this, or you just kind of get it up to the boat?
No, so you catch it. You basically catch it on a 24-foot center console boat, and then they are able to get the shark from there to the big. It's an old crabbing vessel, OSearch, that they've kind of renovated into this basically rolling science lab. So they have this big platform that comes over the side, drops in the water. The boat comes, guides the shark onto this platform, and then the platform lifts up.
No.
So I'm on the platform with the shark. You know, it's almost like a NASCAR pit crew of a science team. And you're out there, you're drawing blood, you're, you know, taking all these science samples, and I'm able to, like, get a measurement on it. I was able to pull a muscle sample, pull a blood sample. So I was out there hands-on with this massive 50-year-old, 16-foot great white shark.
The shark is almost as big as the boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge.
Where can I see this?
It's on Instagram. You can go to OSearch. They have a lot of it. The shark's name was Nagumi. And that was my 4th shark I've tagged with him. But I also have a lot of photos on my Instagram as well.
That's the craziest thing. Pretty... And I mean, this is kind of what you went to college for. Why are you doing this now that you're a country star?
Because it gave me the platform. My music gave me the platform to reach out to my buddy, Chris Fisher, who runs OSearch.
Great name, by the way, Fisher, and yeah. he's working with the yeah. ocean.
Right? Is that not perfect?
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, like I sent him a message on Instagram. I was like, hey, man, I went to school for environmental science, resource conservation, love what y'all are doing. You know, I didn't say this, but I was like, dude, I'm an avid fisherman, and if I could go out and catch a great white shark, that would be awesome. And he got right back to me. He's like, hey, man, love to have you out on an adventure or excursion. Sorry, not an adventure.
That's an adventure.
I did, man. I linked up with him. I've gone on 2 out of Virginia, 1 out of Nova Scotia, and 1 out of Boston.
That's the coolest thing, man.
I'm looking at the stuff now. OSearch is OCEARCH, by the way.
Like ocean yep. search, but it's one word. Yeah. It's like something I would say.
Yeah, not yeah. meaning to. Just I owe church. Yeah,
dude, that is crazy. What's your Instagram so people, if they want to go look at the video and all that?
It's at Jordan Davis Official.
All right, at Jordan Davis Official. You can go check him out. You can follow him there as well. And, dude, it's great, man. Love the music. Love the new EP. Loving all this. And the fact that you're, you know, doing something there with the sharks and conservation is just cool as well. I mean, we're outdoors people, so a lot of respect there.
I appreciate that, guys. And thank y'all, man. It's always great talking with y'all.
Same, man.
See you, brother.
All right. Thank y'all.